The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 1,709 new COVID-19 cases and one death in its latest update published December 29, which is the first update since December 24. A man over 79 years old from Midland died on December 23 after contracting COVID-19. Included in the new cases reported today are 326 unvaccinated, 80 partially vaccinated, and 735 fully vaccinated people. There are 3,092 active cases in the region. 26 Simcoe Muskoka residents currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 89 unvaccinated people, 9 partially vaccinated, and 32 fully vaccinated people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Simcoe Muskoka. All have been over 12 years old. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 20,152 cases of COVID-19 with 16,773 of those cases recovered and 287 cases ending in death. A little over 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Because of the high number of cases being reported to the health unit, transmission source is now being listed as either sporadic or outbreak-related. There are 23 cases linked to outbreaks included in today's report, and the rest are listed as sporadic cases. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today include Collingwood, 47, Clearview, 27, Wasaga Beach, 24, Barrie, 598, Springwater, 94, Innisfil, 138, Bradford, 149, Orillia, 77, Oromadont, 64, Severn, 42, Remara, 13, Midland, 26, Tiny, 47, Tay, 26, Penetanguishene, 23, Isa, 75, New Tecumseth, 129, Ajala Tosarantio, 33. 3 cases are listed with location information pending. New cases reported in Muskoka District include Bracebridge, 30, Gravenhurst, 26, Georgian Bay Township, 2, Huntsville, 8, Muskoka Lakes, 7, Lake of Bays, 1. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 29. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 318,268 the 2nd of December 2082, 683,304 76.9% Barrie 6,927.5, 725,134 the 11th of December 2084, 515,372 86% Bradford WG 2,716 2,422 41 December 28 6, 222,314 86% Clearview 240,183 the 5th of December 2081 597,220 84.7% Collingwood 404,317 the 4th of December 2081 638,182 89.9% ESA 793,662 6 the 1st of December 2083 290,282 75.4% Innisfil 1,832 1,566 21 the 1st of December 2084 443,352 85% Midland 346,282 7 the 2nd of December 2081 890,169 87.1% New Tecumseth 2022 1,775 19 the 2nd of December 2084 776,293 80.6% Orillia 715,545 10 the 1st of December 2082 115,204 89.7% Oromadont 473,359 6 the 2nd of December 2028 210 84.2% Penetanguishene 307,255 8 the 1st of December 2083 186,239.90.4% Remara 195,167.1 The 1st of December 28 1,865.77.86.8% Severn 224,152 The 3rd of December 28 1,494,193.85.4% Springwater 665,475 The 2nd of December 28 3,102,467.92% Tay 215,170 The 3rd of December 28 1,917,134.87.7% Tiny 260,189.2 The 2nd of December 28 1,937,238.79.9% Wasaga Beach 481,425 The 1st of December 28 1,928,152.86.8% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 19. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.